Hello everyone, and welcome here to week number 4 of KNZA Locker Room Chats here on the MSU Sports Radio Network. Here with head coach of the Dauphin West Mustangs, John Paolino. I'm Crittenden Prophet. These Mustang Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Medina State Bank, Farmers Union Midwest Agency, April Heim, and Triple L Tire. Again with head coach here of the Dauphin West Mustangs, John Paolino. Well, here to start the season 0-3, 0-2 through league. They finish up league play this Friday against the Centralia Panthers and start districts. But before we talk about that in segment number 2, we got to talk about the last Friday matchup against the Valley Heights Mustangs. The game ended 33-14. At one point, you led 6-0 in the first quarter. Coach Paolino, what can you tell me about that matchup last Friday?
Yeah, so we came out quick, got on them pretty quick, you know, surprised them with something we haven't shown all year. Scored a quick 6 there, and then turned around, didn't execute on defense, and gave it right back to them. They're a tough team, and they pounded the ball, and we just didn't execute good enough on defense.
Well, you talk about them kind of running that ball. They rushed for 138 yards as well as 8 yards a touch. Going forth here in this season, how are you going to refine the defense to stop that rushing attack?
Just by getting them tougher. They're growing. They're young and they're hungry and they're growing and they're learning. They're getting better week by week. You can see a little growth in them.
Continuing here on that last Friday matchup here against Valley Heights, you took that opening touchdown. It was Colter Peterson on a 26-yard pass to Michael Albers. What can you walk me through on that scoring play that got your team the opening lead?
Like I said, we kind of came out and shocked them with a formation we haven't told anybody and doing things we don't normally do. And we went in and then, you know, we made it down the field, and Mike made a heck of a grab there. It bounced around a little bit, and he managed to pull it down and walk it in for 26-yard touchdown there. So just showing them something new, kind of surprised them, got on them early, and that's how it happened.
Talking about your offense here, again, how are you going to kind of replicate that and make that more consistent, finding those plays that might shock an offense, or excuse me, a defense, and get your offense in prime position to get on the board scoring?
We've got to execute what we got now, so just execute what we already have, and then trying to get more of a rhythm going. We've been pretty stifled on offense the first 3 weeks. Our offensive production has not been near what it should be. But we're working on it week by week, getting better at executing what we have, and then adding something here and there just to kind of, you know, for that shock and awe factor to try and get any kind of advantage we can get.
Well, talking about last season, I know you're 1-2 up to this point here taking on Centralia, and now you're 0-3, but a big positive to really take away up to this point in the season. You know, last year, your defense was giving up 101 points the first 3 games. Well, here you're only giving up 68 points the first 3 games. You played a lot closer of a matchup against Onega this season, a 14-6 loss compared to 40-0. Your team is showing, lots for improvement this year. How do you feel about that improvement before you get into the district side of things?
The only way you can feel about improvement, great. These young guys are getting better week by week. They fight week in and week out, and you just got to hope. You never know when the week's going to be the week that they break, and by what I mean break is break in a good way and have a breakout game. All as a staff and as a coach, all we ever ask of them is just to get better every day, and eventually the wins will start coming. Once we start getting better and executing every day, the wins will start happening.
KNZA Locker Room Chat here, continuing with the Dauphin West Mustangs head coach John Paolino as the Mustangs take on the Centralia Panthers here at home this Friday to open up districts. We'll talk more about that in segment number 2. KNZA Locker Room Chat continues here on the MSU Sports Radio Network here in week number 4, our coaches shows. Right now here with head coach of the Dauphin West Mustangs, John Paolino. This Locker Room Chat is brought to you by Medina State Bank, Farmers Union Midwest Agency, April Heim, and Triple L Tire. Well, 0-3 here for the first 3 games of the season, a chance to get back here into the winning column in 2025. Taking on the Centralia Panthers this Friday, you'll have them at home. This is a game to open up districts and to finalize league play. What can you tell me about this match up on Friday, Coach Paolino?
We've got to play tough. We got to play hard. We got to play all 4 quarters. Centralia is the team in our conference, and we've got to go out there. We've got to get after them, and we've got to minimize. We've got to keep our side of the things clean and control the clock, run the ball, and be able to do what we want to do in order to knock these guys off. And you know, coming in as the underdog, you got to play 10 times harder than you would have had you come in as the top dog. So.
Well, again, you mentioned they're coming in as the underdog, but kind of another chip you can throw on the shoulder of your guys is through the last 17 games here, the all-time series has a total of 17 games here between Centralia and Dauphin West. The Panthers dominate the series 16-1. What can you tell your guys this upcoming game to get them motivated, to get a chip on their shoulder, to come out explosive here against this Centralia team?
To be honest, I mean, not much to tell them. They know. They know being 0-3. They know the work we put in every week, the work we put in every day. They know what they got to do. And as far as me to tell them something to get motivated is, you know, just got to work, keep getting better, and it'll happen. Just keep working and work on the execution and keep our side of the house clean, and everything will fall in place.
Well, I know I had a chance to see Centralia last Friday, and they lit up the scoreboard against Onega. They won 44-8. Quinton Aldefer, he had over 300 yards offensively on the game with four total touchdowns. How are you going to limit a junior star like him in the pocket as well as in the running game?
Discipline ball. Make sure the kids play. Make sure the kids stay in their lanes. Make sure the kids stay to their assignments and don't try to do anything outside of their assignment. You know, with the young guys, you always have the with the young guys, you always have the possibility that they, you know, they're trying to make something happen instead of just doing their job. And staying disciplined and doing our jobs, I think, is what'll keep it. Should hopefully minimize that number 12 because that kid's a heck of a ball player.
Yeah, and looking at, again, last Friday, I had a chance to see Centralia. They had a lot of mistakes there in that matchup against Onega. They had a bad snap punt that went all the way to their 25-yard line, sending up Onega. They also had an interception to end that first half. They were only up 15-0 at halftime. What are some ways that your team could take advantage of opportunities that where the Buffaloes just couldn't execute?
We'd have to use them to get the offense going. Our offense is struggling right now. So anything we can use to get our offense going, if it's a turnover, whatever it is, we have to capitalize on it, get a rhythm, and get moving.
Well, lastly here, again, this is an important district game. Yet this is your first district game here this season. And really, how important is district play here coming up this season? I know last year you missed the playoffs. You played a non-week 9 game where you destroyed Pleasant Ridge. Again, how important is it to start districts off right on a positive note to make the playoffs this year?
Well, if you want to make the playoffs, you got to win, right? You know, starting off on the right foot is, I mean, very important. If you start off 1-0 in districts, and especially if you can get 1-0 against Centralia, you know, that'd be a great start. Got to fight for it, though. Got to fight for it. We're gonna have to earn every yard of it. We're gonna have to earn every inch of that field. Centralia is a good ball club and has been the ball club of the TVL since I've been in the community. So. Go out there and fight. It's hugely important to go out there and fight for every inch and hopefully come out on top.
Centralia, they have won consecutively the league title since 2017 here in the 11-man side of the Twin Valley League. Lastly here, what are some final keys to this matchup that you can give us that might give your team the edge in this home game?
Execute on offense. If we can execute on offense and control the ball and control the game and control the tempo, I think we can do a lot of things. I think we can shock a lot of people, but it all starts with execution.
All right, well, Coach, thank you, as always, joining us here on these KNZA Locker Room Chats here on the MSU Sports Radio Network. Thank you, as always.
Yep, thank you.
Again, that was head coach of the North and West Mustangs, John Pellino. Again, looking for the first win of the season here. It's the final game in league play as well as the first game in districts. North and West at home, taking on the Centralia Panthers this Friday.